What's going on, good people? Welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. You're in for a phenomenal episode, so don't touch that dial. Get comfortable and get ready to rock with us this morning. What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Y'all, here you can expect a few things from us. You always expect us to hit a little bit of sports, hit a little bit of culture, give you a little bit of news that you can use, but you're always going to get the three E's. We're always going to give you education. We're always going to give you entertainment. And you know, we got to give you that empowerment. All right, y'all, today is Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. And you already know it's a great day to be alive. We're glad to be here with you. Glad to start your morning off on the right foot. Okay, so now I want to go ahead and get ready to dive in. And y'all know we can't get the show moving. We can't get this ship sailing without bringing out our co-host, producer Britt. Talk to the people. How you feeling this morning?
Gosh. Hey, good morning. good morning.
That girl two for two, catching herself off guard.
Man, every time I've gotten that, every time. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Man,
happy Tuesday. What'd you eat last night for dinner?
Huh? Leftovers, that's spaghetti. Nothing crazy.
Oh, spaghetti with that organic, authentic, homemade sauce.
Okay. There you go. What'd you eat?
I like it. I had the same thing I had for breakfast. So we had, my son did actually. He wanted pancakes. He was like, I want pancakes. And I was like, bro, what? Gabby's like, you got to eat something else than besides pancakes. I said, we get some sausage too. So that boy had pancakes, sausage, and cabbage. We had steaks.
Cabbage.
Yeah, we had steaks. Yeah, he, okay. Brittany, you got to slide a vegetable in there. You got a slide of vegetable in there.
Funny.
Yeah, but we had some steaks and and
y'all be eating that cow, I'm telling you.
Man, I don't know. My appetite is like growing. I don't know what it is.
Growing.
Appetite is just growing. I ate the meal. I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I'm still hungry. I ate something else and I'm like, man, I'm still hungry. 10 o'clock. I'm like, man, I want to go to bed, but I'm still hungry. So
how much steak did you eat, Jonathan?
I mean, I don't know the size of the steak, but, we did cut the steaks in half. So maybe that was it, but either way, it just seemed like it wasn't enough.
Yeah. Cause you cut it in half and you're a tall person and you're a man. You probably need a whole steak and a half.
I guess I forgot we cut the steaks in half, but now I remember clearly. Okay. But yeah, the steaks are good, you know, seasoned with the Worcestershire sauce. So yeah. But it was cool yesterday.
Okay,
but yeah. We can go ahead and get into that word though.
Yeah.
We can go ahead and get into that word.
Let's get into it.
So you all, today what I wanted to share with you is the book of 1 Timothy. We're going to be coming from chapter 6 in verse 10. And the text reads, for the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil. Wow. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Okay, the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil. When it says it like that, it makes you say, my. So there's a few things here to break down. But even before I get to that, I want to also give you some other reference scriptures just so that y'all can have. And this is our main focus scripture, so we're going to stay here. But I just want to give you some other reference verses for the Bible and talking about money as well. So in Matthew 6:24, it also talks about no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. You understand me? But then Matthew 13:23 also tells us the seed sown amongst thorns is the one who hears the word, but the worry of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Okay, so I want to hit on two things here. First of all, I want to let you know and make sure that we all understand that money itself is not bad, right? We need money to live our day-to-day lives. We need money to pay the bills. We need money to turn on the heat, to put gas in our car, to eat, right? So money on its own is not something terrible or something bad or something horrendous. All right, so let's go ahead and put a pin in that right there. But let us also realize that, you know, the love of money, right? The love of money, like the verse talks about, the love of money. This is where the verse is really distinguishing between money being a tool and the love of it, which the issue is an unhealthy, sinful craving and desire for wealth, right? And not possessing it. That's where the issue comes in the play. Just like when people often talk about guns and people have these debates and they say, well, you know, gun, people say, put away guns or do this. Some people say, well, guns aren't killing people. People are, you know, killing people with guns and doing that in this way to pervert the idea or the tool, right? But let's stay with the text. So when it talks about the roots of all kinds of evil, here the text is suggesting a few things. It's suggesting that the unhealthy love of money is the foundational source for which many other sins can spring up, right? Because this can include exploitation. This can include dishonesty. This can include idolatry, right? Because there's a point in time to where you might be doing a job or having a hobby and you enjoy doing that hobby, right? It's fun by itself. It's fun all alone. But then when you bring money into play, now there could be some tension that's created. Now, if somebody owes you some money and they never give it to you, then that's gonna make a different type of spirit rise up in you. And that's gonna also create, like what we were talking about before, like this dishonesty and this idolatry, because people lose friendships over money every day. And sometimes it can be $20, sometimes it can be $200, sometimes it can be $2,000. But at the end of the day, this is when we allow money to enter the chat. This is when things get a little sticky, all right? Y'all still with me? If you're still with me, let me know. Drop something in the chat. Okay, and then the other part I want to break down on this verse here is the alternative to a love of money. The verse is a part of a larger message, right? And this is to where it's promoting godliness with contentment. Godliness with contentment. What does that look like? As a greater gain than the pursuit of wealth, it encourages placing a hope in God, who's going to provide for our needs, rather than just in wealth, which is uncertain. We want our needs to be provided for, and that's what, you know, that is the main focus in the main part of the greater message, right? Because yes, God is somebody who can do, able to do what he said he can do. He can provide for our needs far beyond what we can think, what we can ask, or even what we can imagine. But just because he can doesn't mean that he always will, right? Because sometimes God wants us to learn something, and he wants us to be able to grasp something. He wants us to walk away with certain information or a certain message or a certain lesson. And sometimes we might be praying for money, but God might be saying, well, I want to see if you can be faithful with little. Or sometimes might be praying for opportunity, and just like we were talking about yesterday on the show, but then God might say, well, this is the opportunity. This is what you prayed for X, but I gave you an opportunity to produce Y. And the Y could be the opportunity, could be the skill set that you need to further where you are in life. So family, today, as we talk about this verse and we talk about the love of money, just begin to process through. If you are in a space to where you have it creates a certain level of tension, it creates a certain struggle when you don't get the money that somebody told you that they owe you. And if it's justified, then yeah, they need to come off that money. But on the other side, if you see money is completely shifting your attitude, money is completely shifting your mood, then this is the part where we need to go to God in prayer. because we don't ever want the love or the desire for money to trump our love and desire for our Heavenly Father. And that's why, just like I said in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, where it talks about you can't love or you can't serve two masters. In Matthew 6:24, you can't serve two masters, right? Because at the end of the day, if you say that you're a believer in God and you see that God has, you know, created opportunities for you to be delivered and to be free from certain moods and from certain things and avenues like that, but then it comes time for somebody to come up off something for you, and then that thing is invisible. Are you serving God or are you serving that thing, which could be money, cash, clothes, whatever? But family, that's been Straight from the Source this morning. Want to just bring that to you today. And we're in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. If you enjoy this content, go ahead, be sure to hit that thumbs up button. And also, family, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so you never miss an episode. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, good people? Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. Background noise and all. It's 17 minutes after the hour. What's going on, good people? How you sleep last night, Britt?
I slept great. I fell asleep watching Dexter. I'm on the last. Dexter. Yeah, I'm on Resurrection. So this is like the last one in the sequel or whatever.
Yeah. I finished my Vincent Staples series. I'm pulling up some articles today. I'm pulling up some articles today because I need to know. I need to get it. Like, I mean, can see bits and pieces because, like, I just want to understand the message beyond the message. That's what I want to understand.
I mean, what's going on in the show? What is he doing?
Yeah. So I mean, it picks up with him and his mom just going back and forth, but the. So I'm gonna jump like five episodes, but his uncle died, right? His uncle died, and his uncle's name is Uncle James, and he drives a white Bronco, and it's like his uncle is OJ. So it's like, wait, okay, what do you want us to understand from this? But then his uncle was a part of like an exclusive club, and he goes into this club, and you're familiar with those clubs, like how though, like let's say, like the, when I tell you about it, you're gonna be like, oh yeah. So like
a private club or something?
Yeah, but think of like the golf club in Augusta, like the Augusta, like to where at one point it was like all white members, they never had no black members.
Oh yeah.
But picture the inverse of that. So everybody working there is like white. And then he walks in and they're like, hello, my black king. So it's like a play on, you know, like what is real in society. And then they're like, sit down. And then everybody's looking at him and they're just admiring him and, you know, everything he does, like they celebrate it versus the opposite. So, and then there, you know, there comes a point to where he's getting frustrated. He's like, what's going on? And then he says he's kidnapped, but he's not necessarily kidnapped because they're not like handcuffing him or nothing like that, but they're restraining him in this place to where it's nothing but good things. They're sitting down, they're feeding him and, you know, all this stuff. So it's like, what is happening? And then there's a white dude named Massa. You just gotta watch the episode. Yeah, you gotta watch the episode.
It sounds like I need to just watch it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cause like I need to just read the article because I want to know what's going on. Maybe your perspective might be different. You might be able to bring something else to the table because I'm like,
okay,
what is happening?
Okay, so. Well, let's get into what's going on. Let me get on over here.
So what's going on? Tell me what's
okay. First things first, y'all. They closing Wendy's. thick clothes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the popular Midwest-based burger chain shutting down hundreds of locations. Wendy's plans to close hundreds of underperforming U.S. restaurants as part of a company-wide overhaul. The closures expected to begin next year and continue throughout 2026 aim to improve restaurant level economics and unlock capital for franchisees. This decision follows a 2.6 decrease in global system-wide sales and a 4.7 decline in same restaurant sales growth. So closing some Wendy's. And I like Wendy's. I mean, I don't go there a lot. I've probably been there in a long time. But I do like that spicy, that ghost pepper.
Yeah.
They did that thing on that. But that thing has so many calories in it. It's crazy, Jonathan.
Do you remember when we did that? You remember when we did the worst places to eat?
Yeah, Wendy's.
And Wendy's was number one. But I mean, they make a good burger though. Make a good burger. I like the old school with the square, how they do the square meat. Mm-hmm. But dang, that's sad.
I know. My mom, and my uncle, they grew up going. That was their high school job, Wendy's. Back in your day.
What was it? Your mom and your Uncle James? I'm just kidding.
I was like, no, I don't got no Uncle James.
I don't got no Uncle James. Who's that?
Also, I don't have a picture for this, so let me go back to this. Also, it's Veterans Day, okay? So Veterans Day is a tribute to veterans and active duty military personnel. And we're celebrating them today. So happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. Thank you. And stay safe, and we appreciate you. Yes, we do. Do you have any military in your family, Jonathan?
Yeah, I do. So my aunt Emma, she was in the service. Mm-hmm. Who else? I feel like I have a couple, but I know my aunt Emma, and then now she's also at a local high school teaching JROTC. So,
nice.
Yeah.
She went all the way around.
Okay. Training the kids up, and now she's transitioning to where she also teaches her curriculum to where she's helping prevent bullying all around. And she said,
lovely.
Yeah, don't just happen for little kids, but it happened for everybody. So nice. Yeah. Shout out to my Aunt Emma.
Aunt Emma. Love her. Okay. Same here. I know I got a couple people. You know what, Brent? She's just in the army.
Don't give me the lion.
I feel you. I know I have some in my family. I don't necessarily know the branch, but thank you for your service once again. Aussie, please. So with that, Veterans Day, November 11th today, is offering free meals and discounts for veterans and active duty service members at various restaurants, okay? So deals and free meal, free entrees, drinks, and desserts with many requiring proof of service, okay? So I mean, going there with your uniform. I know y'all got.
Oh, man.
I know y'all have, you got your ID and things like that. But you need proof. So a couple restaurants, the one and only, Applebee's, baby. They always going to give something free. Okay. And then Chipotle, members of the military community, they get, what is it? Who order any entree can get a second entree for free from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Local time on Veterans Day. Got Krispy Kreme. You can get a free donut and a free coffee. Oh, nice. Red Lobster. Okay. Red Lobster, you can get a free shrimp and chips entree, which comes with Walt's favorite shrimp fries and coleslaw.
Get them Waltz. Oh. Yeah, those are good shrimp. They butterflied and fried. My favorite when I started working.
Okay. I'm gonna skip over Starbucks. Don't go there, veterans. Okay, and then we got Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel might be the spot today. I'm gonna tell you that right now, because they got good breakfast and the veterans love.
I can see that. Cracker Barrel always be jumping.
I like Cracker Barrel.
Despite the headlines, Cracker Barrel be jumping.
Hey, just to stand strong on a Cracker Barrel. I like it. Okay.
Stand strong
on a Cracker Barrel. Okay. So with that, you get free pancake specials, a pair of buttermilk pancakes served with fresh eggs and your favorite breakfast meat. Okay. Go to USA.com, they have a Veterans Day list of everything that you can get for free or get on discount today for Veterans Day. So kudos to that. Okay.
Yeah, that Cracker Barrel might be the play right there. You get the whole hookup.
I know, right? Yeah,
that's a play right there.
Yeah. Okay, let me get to my Instagram. Okay, so this was funny, Jonathan, because, you know, just everything that's going on with them. Target is requiring its employees to smile more.
Wow.
I mean, like, this is just, like, I was like, wow. Even news.
This is what desperation looked like.
Yeah, so this wasn't my point of like bringing this story up. The point of bringing this story up is customer service sucks now, okay? So it sucks. So besides Target telling people to smile more, everyone across the board in customer service needs to do a better job. And I know when this clip gets cut, a lot of people will agree with me. You go into places, when I worked in retail, you walk into a place, when someone walks in, they have a greeter. And the greeter greets the customer, not the other way around. I'm bringing my money in the store to spend here, okay? So I need you to say something to me, okay? And when people are going, when they're walking around and they're filling the online orders and they're focused and they got the cart and, you know, they just walk by you and, do you need anything? Are you good? You find everything okay? Say something, okay? Because, I mean, yes, I am one person that I will walk up to you because you are at work and I will ask you, where is this? And if you don't know, I mean, give me a badge. Give me a name tag. Give me a name tag.
If they don't know, then they should take out their Palm Pilot situation.
You should know it on the top of your head.
It's your first week, second week.
I don't care.
Come on. But either way, if you don't know it, then you should help me find it. Would you like? I remember when I went through training, if it was at Tom Thumb or if it was at Publix, it was like, when they ask you for something, if you don't know where it is, you say, let me help you find it.
I'm going to go with you and we're going to find it together.
And then
I'm okay with that. But the way the kids are at the store doing a thing, they just look at you and like, I don't know. And it's like, don't you work here? And same thing at the mall. If I walk into a store at the mall and no one says anything to me, I'm walking out. Because it's just you, I'm spending my money here. I just want to feel like y'all want me to spend my money here. And it doesn't feel that way. And so I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan of the bad customer service. What do they call it? The Gen Z stare when they're just looking at you. And it's like, this happened to me the other day. I'm walking into an establishment. We looking at each other. We just staring at each other.
Spider-Man stare.
We just looking at each other. And it's like, are you going to say something to me or do I have to say something to you? And so whenever this clip gets cut, sure, some people are going to agree. Some people are going to disagree. Well, Brittany, you just need to go in there and get what you need to do. Well, you're at work, okay? Just how a customer service representative on the phone, they got to do all this stuff and say hi, and get your information and woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. You didn't be doing the same thing, okay?
Oh, wow.
Because it's not good customer service. It's not good customer service. I feel that me working in customer service jobs when I was younger, starting working at 16, and now I'm 32, customer service has played a big part of my life. It helps you talk to people. It helps you connect with people. Yeah, because it's like, okay, you got to get out of your shell to talk to someone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay. Like, dang, you don't know how to say hi? So it aggravates me. It really does. So, you know, I appreciate Target requiring is crazy. Requiring the employees to smile more. But I mean, this is just all hands across the board. I don't even know if Walmart has greeters anymore, but they need to bring those back, okay? Because the world, the times that we live in, we need somebody to say hello, okay? People are going through things, okay? Well, everybody needs a smiling face. What you got?
Producer Britt, teach me Tuesday how to have appropriate customer service. Is that what this is?
No, because it's one not. We're moving on to the next story. No.
I'm just going to say something. One thing I was going to ask you is, do you think you've become one of those people where you talk about the previous generation? Do you think you've become one of those people? Or is this just an isolated incident?
In certain situations, nah, it's not isolated. I would say there are some people that feel the same way. But it's not isolated. And I guess it depends on what it is. You know how the generation after us, you know, they talk about their job and, you know, how I would say they do a good job at getting the demands they want at work. Millennials, we don't do that because it's like, well, we were just taught, get the job, work the job, get the promotion, keep working. They're like, hey, this job doesn't serve me. I'm out. And it's like, okay. That's true. It's like, yeah, they got that hands down. But it's just the communication part of it. And even with the college kids at work, it's like, you know, they even say like, you know, I'm ordering online. You know, they don't call in their order. They order it online because it's like, I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to talk. It's like they actually say, I don't want to talk to people. And I'm going to pick up the phone. True. I'm going to talk to you, tell you what I want. You know, remove the tomatoes, more onions, Like, you can't do all that stuff when you do it on the app, you know, depending on what the app is, you know, depending on what the restaurant is. But I need to talk to somebody. I need to hear somebody, okay? I need to hear you say 15 minutes, okay? No, I don't, you know, and to a certain extent I can be, but I think it's just regular, basic human knowledge and that you should know this and that you should do this because like we listened to at the conference, like, hello, we need each other. People need people. And so, you know, even just the common courtesy of just saying hi to someone, you never know what anyone's going through. And then, you know, you walk by someone and they're probably wanting you to ask them, do you need help with something? But you going throughout your business, just walking around with a cart, you know, waiting to get off at 9 o'clock and you don't care. You don't care. Oh, and so, you know, maybe they need to bring commission back at some of the stores so people start talking again, because you're going to talk when you want to make that money. I guarantee you.
Wait, one last question. Because I know with the customer service thing, it's just like what you said with commission. I remember when we had commission, at points in times, it seemed like we were pouncing on customers, right? It seemed like we were hyenas looking like, okay, who's going to get the next
customer? Okay.
So would you prefer that aggression, because those people are approaching the customers and they're talking to the customers, or would you prefer, I don't know, the person not talking? Because I know people feel a type of way, some people feel a type of way if they're like, if people pounce on them versus others, it's like, well, hey, they're trying to help me.
Right.
So in that instance, which way are you going? Like,
I prefer someone, you greet me, you see what I'm there for. I'm like, no, I'm just browsing. Come back, check up on me. I might have a question. I might not. And that's something that's taught in training at the store. Or most people that go into certain stores that work off commission, that person knows that you're working off commission. So if I go into a Michael Kors, that's where I used to work. So if I go into Michael Kors at Michael Kors not there anymore. Park anymore. Okay, let's just say Gucci. You go into the Gucci store, you know they work off commission. Yeah. You know they work off commission. So yes, when you go in there, they're going to be, hey, John, you know, hi, how you doing? You know, hey, you looking around? Woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. Come back, check on you. They're giving you information about what's in season, what's going on. you know, and then I'll give you some time. You ask me a question, I ask you a question. You know, they're fishing for it, but they're not mm-hmm. bothering you. So it depends, but what I prefer, greet me, which is basic, which is, I mean, that's True. Not even that's number one, that's zero. Yeah. And then from there, you know, just check on me, pop in, pop out. That's all.
I like it.
But people pouncing on me, you could just say, hey, you know, I'm just browsing, you know. But For sure. like I said, most people that go into these stores that do commission, you know, they're based off, you know, they are on commission. Yeah.
And I think this is the last part. And I feel like what you're saying, I feel this is the part to where it really comes full circle with these skills and knowing different things, because mm-hmm. you have the awareness. If you check with somebody, and you should be able to look at them. I think this is EQ. You should be able to look at them and tell, like, if they don't want you to bother them, or like if they're intrigued trying to find out, like, what's the new product mm-hmm. or like what just came in. And if they have questions, like, you should be able to tell that or assess yeah. that. From that, hey, conversation yeah. versus, okay, I'm just going to push for the sale. It's like, no. This isn't the time where you push for the sale. Mm-hmm. Let them browse a little bit.
Yeah. But because then like that customer turns into a rude customer, and then you got an attitude and they got an attitude. And now and you
no,
don't
nobody get
talk.
No sale.
Yeah, nobody
no
gets
sale.
A sale.
I don't want to talk to you. Get out of here. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. So moving right along. So Apple is reportedly set to launch a low cost budget Mac to compete with the Google Chromebook. What do you think about it?
No. I mean, the first thought I had is, what? No, Apple not about to create an outlet laptop. But don't they have the Air? Isn't the Air that?
Yeah, but the Air is still expensive. I don't know how much the
it's an Apple can you, product.
Can you Google how much the Google Chrome is? Okay, so Apple is reportedly planning to enter a low-cost laptop market for the first time, with a budget Mac expected to launch the first half in 2026, according to Bloomberg. The upcoming laptop, codenamed J700, is designed to attract students, small business owners, and casual users, a demographic currently dominated by Google's Chromebook, an entry-level Windows PC. It will be priced well under $1,000, making it Apple's most affordable Mac yet. So yeah, really? Yeah, because currently really? Currently the cheapest Mac is available is the M4 MacBook Air. That's $1,000, and then for a student, it's $900. So how much is a Google Chrome?
They have a variation of them, but these Chromebooks, they're I see some regular price like $330.
Yeah, exactly.
Like on sale, $149, $139, because they have yeah. you know, the Axis Chromebook, mm-hmm. the Samsung Galaxy Chromebook. So there's different, you know, partnerships and different
yeah
different styles of it. That I don't know what Max if they do make one like that, it's probably gonna be like $500. They not I don't see Mac.
Yeah, I don't see it
low.
Being $300, but. No chance. Yeah, I mean, I like this. I like that they're doing something that can be low cost, low budget, because a lot of people, you know, they love Mac and they love Apple and they like it. And it's like, well, I don't always have $1,000 to get a laptop. And, you know, some of the other laptops, I mean, yeah, like you just said, they $300, they $150 on sale. And yeah. And I would say, you know, as an Apple person and, you know, just, I'm in it, you know. I love the user friendliness of it, and sure. everything's just connected, and it just makes everything easier. So, you know, you got the watch, you got the phone, you got the AirPods, you got the iPad, you got the MacBook, you got, you know, you just got everything Apple, and yeah, it works out. So I appreciate yeah. it. I like it, and I think that you know, and they're going through transition right now too, because you know Tim Cook going down and somebody going down.
I mean, I'm curious to see just what it looks like, because just like you said, like I can appreciate just, you know, the cleanliness of it, the simplicity mm-hmm. of it, the look and the sleekness, and you know, it's a top tier product, and everybody really wants to feel top tier.
Everybody wants to feel top.
So yeah, because the top of the top with them MacBooks say three.
Hey. I worked with a lady in Miami, and her laptop was 1 terabyte.
Yeah. I can't imagine what that costs.
Different.
Yeah, that's real different right there.
That's different. Okay, y'all. So this is for you, Jonathan. Patrick Mahomes, yeah. New team.
NIL stuff.
New team. So Patrick Mahomes announces the second class of Team Mahomes, a NIL cohort of Texas Tech student athletes. The announcement comes in tandem with the on-field debut of Texas Tech's two cold uniforms. Now, I know there are some people that are obsessed with the uniforms. They love the uniforms, football uniforms, baseball uniforms, jerseys. They love the jerseys. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, it's just a jersey. But yeah. these jerseys are really nice, John. Have you seen jerseys?
You actually like them?
Look at that. That's a nice jersey. I like that.
It look good on Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
I was, you know how Patrick, you know, he half black, half white. I was like, he real black right here. He his daddy right
now. Oh, yeah.
Now.
He got that fade and yeah, he got the chain on. Yeah, that's black Pat.
I don't think they don't mention the kids. But, yeah, here they are. You have one in football, basketball. You got track right here. I think that's the same guy. I remember reporting this. This was the softball girl. She got like $1 million, right? Or something
she
like that.
Paid, yes. Yeah,
that's her again. Yeah, we got soccer, and then that's the jersey. Yeah, that's the jersey. I like it. I was like, man, that looks nice.
It gets you your know, approval?
Huh?
I say it gets your approval? Wow.
I know, right? I like his logo, too. They did a good job on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think if we were rewind 10 years, even 5 years ago, a current NFL player or a former collegiate player with his logo paired next to the brand logo on the jersey. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, outside of Jordan, you know, this ain't been done. And this man is training up and raising up a cohort. This has got legacy written all over it, especially just thinking about the partnership that they lined up, him and Adidas. Mm-hmm. Too cold is the word because this is too cold of a partnership. Patrick Mahomes, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to them, the student athletes that got selected.
All right. So this is my last story right here so we can talk about some stuff. Okay. So 25 faith leaders you should be following. Okay. Jonathan, stop me when you see somebody. Okay. So we got Carl Day. This is the first five. You see anybody on here you recognize? Carl Day, Zay Chandler. Amari Stevenson, Dr. Brian Loritz. Oh, I know that one.
Dr. Okay. Brian Loritz.
Dr. Mike Freeman. I've heard of that. I think you said something about that.
I'm not familiar with him.
Okay. Mm-mm. Jared Ellis. And then we got Dr. Sarita Lyons. She came. She was at.
She's been at Coastal Cliff a couple times.
Yeah,
brought that name. Brought that
word. Jerry Flowers.
He be bringing that word.
Okay,
Pastor Jerry Flowers Jr. Shout out to him, man.
And then you got Dr. Victor. I don't want to butcher the name. And then you got Dr. Eric Mason.
Eric Mason. I appreciate.
He's from Oak Cliff, right?
He's been to Oak Cliff, yeah. He's actually a son of the ministry is what he described it as. Yeah.
Got it.
Son of the ministry. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got Pastor Mike Jr. Now we're in the 15 here. Jada Edwards. No, he's not my favorite. Don't say that. Jada Edwards. Okay.
One Community. Shout out
One
to her.
One Community. Okay, got you. Yeah. Jackie Hill Perry. Y'all's favorite. Okay. Priscilla, they're my favorite right there. She should have been number one, but she number 12.
Priscilla Shire, way she communicates and brings that word. God, she's been graced to bring that word.
Sarah Jake Roberts.
Okay. In the Texas. Mike Todd. Hey, okay. Transformation Church. Transformation Nation.
Surprise? Top 10. Here we go. Top 10.
I'm not surprised.
Dr. Darius Daniels.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Philip Mitchell, that's your guy right there.
Mm-hmm. Philip Mitchell.
Tim Timberlake?
Yeah, him and Philip Mitchell are our co-hosts of the Street Preachers podcast together.
Okay. Uh-huh. Robert Madu. Oh, okay, that's
Dallas.
Social Dallas, okay. Uh-huh. Man, I'm surprised Priscilla's not up here. Chad V, I don't know.
Not familiar with him.
Not familiar with Chad, okay. Mm-hmm. Steven Chandler. I've seen a couple of his.
Yeah, you see his clips.
Steven
Furtick. Yes, sir.
Furtick. Yes, okay. Sir. Now we're top three. Charlie Dates.
Okay. He's been to Oak Cliff a couple of times.
Okay, he has. Okay.
Chicago. He actually pastors two churches.
Oh, okay. And you got Wesley. You know Wesley Huff?
I don't. But Wesley looks like he knows the weight room. Yeah, Wesley knows the he's top lifting heavy, the word of
baby,
God.
Okay.
He lifting the word of God. Yeah,
and
he's
eating them weights. That's what he's doing. Okay, right. So I just wanted to end on that on a good note. But yeah, so those are some faith followers. If you're not following them, go ahead and tap into that. And that wraps up our what I saw scrolling. So if you saw something scrolling, you want to feature it on the show, send me a DM at Producer Britt. I will look at it, put it on the show, and next time you watch the show, you might see what you saw scrolling. Jonathan?
There we go. Yeah, one thing I appreciate about like what you just shared with the, you know, with the faith followers is I think a lot of times in ministry, one thing people have to be careful of, we see the people that get celebrated and we see their viral clips and things like that, but there's a lot of other people also doing ministry in these churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of other people that aren't seen, aren't heard of. And Britt, I mean, just like we heard at the conference, I think we heard this at the conference, or I might've heard this somewhere else, but one of the things that you also want to account for is that God might not call some of these people, like some of the people out there, like them, us, whoever, we might not be called like a Priscilla Shire. We might not be called like a, you know, like a Jackie Hill Perry to influence millions and billions of people. God might just call you to be faithful to two young men or to two young girls or to, you know, a small community.
Yeah.
And that has to be okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the stage I'm learning right now.
Okay.
Because Britt, when I tell you, just like we talked about yesterday, it's like, man, I know I asked for this guy, but the package looks different than what I thought it was going to look like. I'm like, I don't know. Is this really what I asked for?
Right.
God, I asked for this thing, but if it inconveniences me, maybe I don't actually want it.
Right.
That's the space that I'm in right now. So yeah, I just want to hit on that because I mean, I think it's something that doesn't often get shared.
Gotcha.
But I think it's something that, you know, we need to talk about.
Okay, guys. So just to put a pause right quick, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back for the last 10 minutes of the show. Stay tuned.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
Oh yeah, and you know, shout out to Courtney and Skin Rituals. Okay, it's winter time, y'all. You know, she does recommend that you go get a chemical peel during this time of the year because you're not exposed to a lot of sun. So I wish I had time to go to her. It's not enough time in the day, so or on the weekend. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Get that in. And y'all better make sure to get on the schedule. Cause Britt, I referred somebody there the other day. She's like, her schedule just don't work for me. I said, she booked up, baby.
She booked them, baby.
Hey, it's not you. It's her. You understand me? yeah, man. So shout out to Courtney with Skin Rituals. Mm-hmm. All right. So, here we go. Here we go. This is just a random question. Oh. Britt, let's say you won the lottery. What's the first thing you're going to do? Let's just go fun.
How much I win?
Let's say you win 2.5 mil. So call it 2 flat after taxes is gone.
Okay. 2 million. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to split that 2 million in half. So I'm going to put 1 million somewhere, invest or put it away for right now.
Invest
and then the other million, I'm going to split that 500, 500. I'm going to go ahead, the first 500, you know, I'm a kind of see, you know, I'm just kind of see, you know, pay some stuff off, you know, help my parents, you know, pay them back forever. With the fear, with the forever balance that I have for them, and then you know, maybe divvy it out to a little bit more of my family. You know, make sure everybody's straight. You know, this is a one time payment. Okay, payout. Okay, you only get paid once. So
yeah, right. One time.
We gonna sign something. You know, it's a one time payout. Okay, and then that second $500,000, and then that'll go to me, and then not invest. I already said that because I got a million over here. So maybe, you know, I'll take care of, you know, maybe Brittany get a house, you know, get somebody to come in, get, you know, do me a garden or something.
Okay. Live off the
land. You know, get that. And then with that million, split that second million, invest 500. And then, you know, the other 500, you know, maybe I'll just go wild at the mall or something, build out the closet I've always wanted.
Okay. So we're going random again. We just bouncing. What's the weirdest DM you've ever received?
Weirdest DM. I mean, there is this person in my DM, and he always says, like, when can I take you out on a date? And I'm like, huh? I never reply. It's just a whole bunch of things like, when can I see you? When can I take you out on a date? You're so beautiful. You're so pretty. When can I take you out on a date? You're so pretty. Now, I do have a funny story about my worst date ever.
Oh, wow. Talk to us.
It is hilarious, Jonathan. You're going to crack up.
We listen.
So, this is when I was living downtown, so literally five minutes where I am now. And we were like, okay, this is when I was working with that basketball team. And we met, and then I was like, hey, you want to go out on a date? And I was like, okay. So we went out on a date. And so I was like, well, I stay downtown. He's like, okay, well, I'll just come pick you up. And I was like, okay, cool. And then we went to Deep Ellum because we just went to, we were going to do Punch Bowl Social. But they were closed that day, which was kind of weird because I was
That's super weird.
You didn't look at the establishment to see if they were open or not. But anyways, and so we went to what's the one? Green something. I don't know. But they have like a little patio vibe. And so we went there and they have like a rooftop. So, you know, we got some cocktails and, you know, pay for the first round. As you should. And then, then, you know, second round came, like talking, 30, 40 minutes later, like, oh, do you want another one? Sure. And so his card declined. And then I was like, oh. And then the lady already made the drinks. And so, like, we're both looking at each other. And I was like, well, this is embarrassing. So I was like, well, let me pay for it. So I paid for it.
He didn't have another card?
I'm getting there. And so we go back to the table, right? I'm bringing him back to the table because I'm paid for him. And so he goes, yeah, sorry about that. You know, I just got to transfer some money over. Woo, doo, woo, doo, woo. And I was like, okay. And so, he goes, and so we're walking around. And keep in mind, he's a DJ. I mean, or promoter. And so we were walking around, right? Mm-hmm. So Jonathan, we're walking around and this man is passing out flyers.
Hey, y'all, make sure you come to the club now. Hey, hold my
passing out flyers, putting them on cars, Jonathan.
No. No, he's not.
Yes.
Hey, hold on. Yes. I'll be right back. Give me a second. Hey, let me hit this strip real quick.
That really happened.
Wow.
That really happened. Like, hold on. I'm going to cross the street and put some flyers on his car. On these cars right here. And I was like, I can't believe this is happening. Oh, and so it got worse. It got worse.
No way.
Yeah. So he was like, hey, everything's good. He said, everything's good with my money. He said, you know, I just had to call the bank. They thought it was fraud. Well, you know, the little text message or whatever. They said, yes, no, it's you. He said, you know, I had to do the whole fraud situation. And I was like, okay. And so he said, are you hungry? And I was like, yes. And so this is when So this is when Ween Bucket, you know, was popping. And so we went to Ween Bucket. You know, I got the chicken tenders or whatever, those big old wings. I don't know what the heck they doing to the wings. And so I just got the chicken tenders and like some fries. And so, you know, I ordered mine and then he ordered his and then he pays and his card declines.
Oh my God.
And so it's me and this, he black, the cashier black. We looking at each other like, we both like, what the heck? And so he was like, he said, you know, do you mind paying for it? Oh, I was about to say, forget it. I'm going home to eat my own food that I don't have to pay for. I didn't even want this chicken. And so I was like, yes, I paid for it. So he brought, you know, they have the little table number. So he had a table number. He went back to the table. And I was still up there paying for it. And so the cashier, he looked at me and we started busting out laughing. And then he gave me a free drink. And then I get back to the table and he was like, did you not get a drink for me? And I was like, whoa. And I was like, no, I got this for free. And it was just hilarious. And I was like, and then from there, I was like, you don't have to worry about it. I was like, I'm just going to Uber home. And he was like, you sure? And I was like, I'm positive. And then, after that, and then after the day was over, I asked for my money back. And he never sent me any money. I was like, just to let you know, with the total of everything, you know, you owe me about... You know, at that time, you know, prices were low. So it was like, you know, you just run your girl $40. Just give me $40.
Just pay for the date. Yeah, just pay for the date.
No, Jonathan, that man did not give me no money. Passing out flyers all night.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Worst date I've ever been on. One day I'll tell, you know, maybe tomorrow or maybe later this week on Friday or something, I'll tell you about the best date I've been on. But that was the worst date I've ever been on in my entire life. Because we're just like walking and talking and then people just walking by. Here you go. Come out. Here you go. Come out today. Here you go. Come out today. Come out today. Hold on. I got to go put this on the car. I'm going out here. I'm like, oh my God. When I say lose my number, like, and you like try to talk to me and I'm like, boy, are you crazy?
I'll do you one better. Let me just go ahead and delete it out your phone.
Let
me go ahead and just, you ever seen that old Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Eraser? Yeah, let me just go put that eraser.
Exactly.
To everything. Right. We're getting out of here.
Okay, Men in Black, look at the light. This never happened. Okay? Yes. Yeah, so horrible.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, producer Britt went on a horrible day.
Producer Britt.
Oh wait. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Last thing. So we were having
for tomorrow. Save
no,
for
no,
tomorrow.
No. This is the same day. This is the same day.
Come on.
And so we were having a conversation, and you know, naming some things that what are some things that you know you like about men, like physically. And I was like, oh, you know, a clean cut man, and you know, he had dreads. And he was like a clean cut man. I said a clean cut man, you know, someone that, you know, has, you know, clean their nails, shower, smell good, just regular stuff. And he was like, yeah, I'm probably like on a scale of 1 to 10, scale of 1 to 5 when it comes to that, I'm probably like a 3. A 3 of washing your body and keeping your hair clean? You're a 3?
3 of personal hygiene is crazy.
And you said it out loud? I would rather you lie.
And you in the street passing out flyers, getting the particles of everybody else's dead skin off on you. You got to take a shower, my man.
Thank you. Nails dirty. Everything just gross. Yeah. So that was my horror story for that period of time in my life. But I hope you guys got a laugh out of that. Have a good Tuesday. Happy Veterans Day. If you see someone, if you know someone in the military branch, go ahead and say Happy Veterans Day. Let them know that they're getting some free food or some discounts at some of the restaurants out here. Once again, you can go to USA Today. They have a full list. I'm sure you can just Google it. But y'all have a good day. See y'all tomorrow.
Man, I hope we got a good laugh too, because I'm going to cut that clip. All right, family, make sure y'all come back and rock with us tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Wednesday, and y'all know, man, we're here just to have, like I said, some entertainment, some education, and some empowerment. So make sure you don't miss out tomorrow. This is Speak Your Success in the Morning. And family, always remember, all right, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?